Here are some least helpful things supervisors tend to do. One, something counterproductive, dismissing supervisees' thoughts and feelings, which supervisees believed weakened the relationship. Two, supervisors who were dominating, rigid, unwilling to give frank feedback, and inexperienced, allowing peers to be competitive or not addressing conflicts with each other, and supervisors or peers who are unwilling to share. This tended to make the group members feel highly anxious, unsafe, alienated, and unsupported. Three, not addressing the unresolved conflict in the group, individual defensiveness, and intense anxiety. We work in a world of feelings as clinicians and supervisors of clinicians. We have to be able to talk about what is happening between us.